on DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up now, ladies and gentlemen, he's got a brand new swingers party, Chip.
Swingers party.
Chip Chantry, comedian Chip Chantry is here. He's got a new album out called Swingers Party. It's available through iTunes. Good morning to you.
How are you?
What's the matter? You sound like
I'm not good. I'm not doing well today.
I'm sorry.
I slipped and fell in the Joel hole on the way in.
I see.
You may have a lawsuit on your hands, John. That's all I
you
gotta
may
say.
Be right, or you may be crazy.
I may be crazy. I almost had a heart attack. I'm
you
not
got future
good.
In radio.
I think I do.
You're
I right think that's what it is.
Yeah. That's the kind of wacky radio stuff we love doing.
That's exactly what it
Even
is.
Even his name has alliteration.
It does.
It really
Chantry.
Is. Yeah. It's a terrible. It's. I grew up from carnival barkers and game show hosts. That's what it is. Yeah, I'm doing all right. This happened the other day. See, I know you're doing renovations around here.
Yeah.
They're not always for the best. I will say that. I was home visiting my parents out in the burbs.
Okay.
Beautiful Eagleville, PA.
Right.
And they got a new McDonald's because we're a fancy town. And so they renovated the old McDonald's.
Did they get a new one or did they renovate?
They just renovated.
The all new modern look.
Oh, so fancy looking. Right.
All right.
So I get my breakfast and I have my breakfast and I'm done and I go into the men's room. So it's the new renovated men's room. And I'm in there. I'm standing there at the urinal doing my thing. And a guy comes walking into the men's room, and whoever redesigned the men's room didn't get this because he walks in, but he holds the door open because he's talking to his buddy who's still outside the door.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I'm standing there making eye contact with a woman eating her breakfast. And, like, I don't want to break eye contact first. I feel like that might be rude. But, like, I feel like I'm in the wrong here, but I'm not. Like, she's just sitting there holding her sausage McMuffin. I'm holding my sausage McMuffin. I'm like, what? So you know what I did? I went back every morning. That's what I do now. It's my favorite thing.
How far is that from Valley Forge, Eagleville?
I was right down there. I was at the Valley Forge Casino last week.
Oh,
I was 10 minutes away. It's funny. I was driving. I was at Valley Forge. My wife and I were there. That's where we grew up. It was our backyard. But they'd always take us there for our field trips, you know? And
right.
Everybody thinks it's the big battle of Valley Forge. There was no battle there. It was just...
It was the bivouac.
The preseason games were played
exactly.
there. That's all.
Exactly. They just sat there and froze.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know what they would always take us in the log cabins. That was the big thing. The main attract, the log cabins. Just to show us how crappy it was. You know, like, oh, look how... Like, that's a little rude to the soldiers who had to live there and the guys who designed it. Like, look how terrible... Do you think they're going to be doing that in 200 years to our houses? Like just some tour guide in South Philly with a bunch of third graders? Like, look at this crappy one-bedroom apartment. This was obviously designed for a child, not a full-grown stand-up comedian and his wife.
But things are good with you and the missus?
Yeah, they're good. She's good. I love her, but like I got my man cave. I go to my man cave all the time. You guys got the man cave. I love my man cave.
Yeah, I got mine.
She hates it, but
Dave has a bond room.
That's the bond room. Yep. I got my man cave. It's just a cave I found in the woods. A man lives in there. I go there. It's cold, but it's fun to hang out.
So the new album, all right, the last time you were in, to promote that you were going to be recording it.
I'm going to be recording it.
All right. And, you know, and how did this all go down? Did it all go down well?
It was great. I recorded at Helium, and they produced it, and it was great. And then I actually flew off to, because I'm fancy. I was in L.A. for a couple of months. So I was out there writing on a show. And so we kind of put it on a hold, and we just released it recently. And, I'm excited about it. I love it. It was a lot of fun.
What were you writing on?
I was writing on a show on Nat Geo Wild.
Oh, the home of comedy.
It needs more comedy, Nat Geo.
Obviously, yeah. You know, when you want hilarity, you turn on Nat Geo Wild.
I just look up that gay guy on YouTube. Who's
Honey Badger guy.
Honey Badger guy.
I can watch that over and over again. That's my favorite thing in the world. But no, I was writing on a show called Howie Mandel's Animals Doing Things.
What the hell else does this guy need to put his name on?
Yeah, he's got
a comedy club that he never shows up at.
Right? Yeah. He's everywhere. And he's got animals. And spoiler alert, they do things. That's what happens on the show. So it was great. But I wrote jokes about goats for 6 months in Los Angeles.
Really?
It was the greatest. Yeah.
Really? Well, we all know how much I like goats.
Yeah,
so.
John does like
goats.
A little too much, apparently.
What happened was...
You can't say the joke on the air.
Well, I can't say it. Well, I can explain it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But we had the dog walk a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Right? And we, one of the groups wanted to bring down a group of goat, baby goats.
Okay.
Right? And they came to me and said, are you okay with there being goats at the dog walk. And my response was, I love effing goats.
No really? Punctuation.
No punctuation.
No punctuation at all. Yeah. All right. And all of a sudden, he starts, Steve is losing it. And I have no idea why that was funny. And all of a sudden, I realize, oh, no comma.
Okay. John DeBella.
That's why you're on radio, not written the written word.
Well,
I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to see me write anything down. Right, me texting?
Now, did they bring the goats or were they banned?
John was banned. They
John, is that what it was?
I was only allowed to hold a goat under supervision. So what else is going on in your world?
Not much. I've been trying to eat better. That's my thing, too. I've been trying to slim down for bikini season. I'm on one of the. You know, there's the apps, the fitness apps, the health apps.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta, trackers.
I live on one. I would go lose it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you have to plug in everything you eat.
Right.
It's, you can't skip. You can't lie. You can't skip. You have to put it. You have to. And it's hard. It's not like it's burning me out. I don't know how you realize how mentally and emotionally difficult it is to type the word fluffernutter into one of those apps. I'm like, F-L-U-F. They're like, we don't recognize this word. I was like, I don't recognize myself anymore. It's awful. But I'm trying to be healthier. It's not, I'm not a party guy. I know this isn't cool. I'm not a drug guy. I don't smoke weed. Everybody smokes weed these days. I feel like it's more legal. I don't agree with it. I know that's not cool. I'm not a drug. I don't agree with marijuana. I feel like I've always had a bad experience if I've ever done it. I don't know if this happened to you guys. I feel like anytime I've ever tried marijuana, I always get really paranoid. And I flush all my coke down the toilet. Is that any guys? I don't know. It's a waste of good coke. It's a waste of good cocaine. That's not the cool thing to do.
So Chip Chantry has got a brand new album out. It is called Swingers Party. I still want to know more about that title.
I think you should, John.
All right. It's available through iTunes.
There's no goats involved, I'll say that.
Okay, well, good.
He's out.
But there's coke in the toilet, so John's in.
So, well, you know, it used to happen that way because you would do it on the time and it would fall.
I know. I've heard.
When will you be playing in the area again? Anytime soon?
I'll just be in and out. I'm on the road a little bit. I don't know exactly when I'll be in town, but definitely look for me. And I would love it. Find me on Twitter and all that, just at Chip Chantry. And I'm doing a bunch of shows in town here and there. But I would love for everybody to pick up my album. It'd be great.
That would be good. But you can't pick up your album. You can only download it.
You can only download it, unfortunately.
He's old school.
Yeah.
Well, 50 years from now, they will be saying, just like the Tommy album.
Another
50 years from now.
Real early today, didn't
you? I did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.